The patriotism in World War I was very high. With no television and no radio, I don't know how there was so much propaganda. I remember the two famous posters, Uncle Sam Needs You and Join the Marines and Go to France. My brother wanted so much to join the Marines. Mother promised him if he would just graduate from high school, she and Dad would gladly consent. The next morning after he graduated, Dad went into Chicago with him to enlist. I remember coming home from school and my mother was lying on the bed, completely devastated. My father, who had joined the YMCA as a chaplain, had received his orders to go to New York and he was ready to go to France. My brother was leaving immediately for Paris Island. My dad did go to France, but Wendell went to Haiti and spent the whole war fighting the natives. There was no rationing, but there were shortages of everything, sugar, flour, green tea, etc. One girl came to school with some fudge, and everyone was horrified that she had used sugar for fudge when sugar was needed for our soldiers. Mother stopped baking her own bread because the flour available was so bad. My parents learned how to drink black tea. This was all accepted as do your part. My fourth grade teacher married a soldier in a big military wedding, Laura Fox. Then she taught us to knit so we could make an afghan for the Belgian babies. According to the propaganda, the Germans did terrible things to the Belgian babies. How she taught fourth graders to knit, I'll never know, but as you all know, I can knit. My father wrote interesting letters from France. I only have one left, and when he returned home after the war, he bought me a beautiful hat from Paris in a real hat box. I kept it for so many years. He bought my mother a lace collar made by the lace makers in Belgium. Linda has this collar. He bought my sisters lace camisoles. When Linda and I were in Belgium, we went to see the lace maker, and I was so thrilled. Then we saw the statue of the little boy peeing in the fountain that he had told me about in one of his letters. I wanted to cry. It brought back those days when my mother was left to raise three daughters, pay the mortgage on very little money. When any soldier returned home after the war, they were met at the station by the town band and escorted to their home. Our band was proudly led by Earl Potts, a tall, retarded man who was so proud to carry the flag. I have a picture of our family in front of our house when Wendell came home. Another thing she mentioned about World War I was that her brother measured himself every day to see if he was tall enough to get into the service. Like most members of my mom's family, he was not very tall.